Hi guys, I hope everything is going well for you. That the quarantines and clampdowns and difficulties are surmountable. Don't forget that we have Shirim given in Israel time at pretty much 8 o'clock every night, and on Wednesday I'll be giving a shir at 11 p.m. Wednesday night on how to run a Seder. We're up to Parshat Tzav, the third Aliyah, Shlishi, and Shlishi kind of rounds out the end of the first section of Vayikra, which deals with exactly the halachot of how to bring korbanot. It's apropos that it ends on a note dealing with a korban shlamim. The korban shlamim is one that's eaten by everyone. It's not unlike a korban ola, which is completely burned on the mizbeach, or we saw those other korbanot like a chatat or asham. The shlamim is a korban which is eaten by the people who bring it. The korban pesach, for instance, which we're coming up to very soon, another week, korban pesach is a kind of subcategory of a shlamim in that it's eaten by the people who bring it. The regular shlamim, part of it was given as a gift to the kohanim, just like Truna Mas wrote, but they also got the part of the chaza and the shok. They got part of the animal, the leg, and the part of the side. But the shlamim is the rest of it's eaten by the people who bring it. Now there are a few different shlamim korbanot that are mentioned here. The Torah begins with Zot Torah Zevach HaShlamim Asher Yakriv LaHashem. This is the korban shlamim that's brought to Hashem. I noticed that in some of the more academic types of discussions, they point out that shlamim is a very difficult and slippery word to translate. Some people want to translate, I think, the classic translations like a peace offering or something like that. It could be that it was a korban that was just brought as a gift to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to eat, as it were, with Hashem to celebrate in various contexts. In the first case, indeed, it is a celebration. Im al todah yakrivenu. If you're bringing it as a korban todah is usually translated, I think, as Thanksgiving offering or something like that, an offering of thanks. That's when you want to bring a korban to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to have a big seudah with Hashem, a big meal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to celebrate something of thanking God. You had a child, you want to bring a korban because of that. Even today, people have a seudat hadayah when, like, for instance, if something bad happens, they escape, chas v'shalom, car accident or great illness, they might offer some sort of seudah, kind of commemorative of bringing a korban todah. And this is an example of a shlamim. You bring the korban, part of it goes to the kohanim, and part of it you eat in celebration with a big seudas mitzvah. The description is kind of unique in that a korban todah, you bring a whole ton of bread, lots of basically pitot of two different styles. Most of the pitot are going to be matzah, not the crackly matzah that we have probably, but something softer, more like a pita. And then you also bring loaves, which are chametz. It's one of the unique things about the korban. So that's next described as the various types of bread that you bring. That again, you bring rikake, matzot, meshuchi, meshemen. But unlike our matzahs that we eat at the Seder, these were like matzah shira. These were enriched matzot with oil and things like that. They just weren't chametz. But you also bring in Pasuk 13, Al chalot lechem chametz achirvim korbano al zevach torat shlamav. So you also bring chametz ones. However, that's not the only reason. The Torah continues. It's really complicated, but the Torah continues on which parts go to the Kohanim. But that's not the only korban that you can bring. And discusses again how you can eat it. As a side point, because everybody's eating the korban, not just the Kohanim, or not just being totally burned up, we have to worry that people aren't careful And the Torah goes on to discuss making sure that you eat it on time. Pasuk 18, Vimha Ochel Yechel Musar Zebach Shlama Vyom Shlishi, Luritzeh Makrivoto, Luyachashev Lo Pigol Ha'iya. If you eat it beyond the time, the Chazal understood that this might have to do with the Kavanah of the Kohanim, but the Sum Shot in the Sukkim is if you eat the Korban too long because you kept it in the fridge or whatever, a little anachronistically, but you kept the Korban too long, that would be a problem. Again, because it's a Korban, it's eaten by everybody. We have to worry about that. Furthermore, we have to worry about Tumah, and the Torah goes on to describe, if you're Tameh, you can't eat the Korban, be very careful. We, today, when we have, again, as the Korban Pesach is a type, it's kind of akin to a Shlamim offering, we invite everybody. But the truth of the matter is, it becomes very complicated when Tumah Vatara are really important and critical. It becomes very complicated on whether or not you can bring a everyone has to be tahor and they can't be tameh, etc. It continues to go on. What happens if you bring other types of korban shlamim? Well, maybe you don't bring it for that, you just want to bring it for a neder or a nedava. You made an oath for whatever reason, you hope something good happens, so therefore you say, well, I'm going to offer this korban kind of as a testimony, or you did something bad, oh no, I got some speeding tickets, let me bring a korban to, like, you know, to teach me to do something better. A series of korbanot that you basically bring as a gift to have a suda with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then this section ends saying that this is basically all the laws of the korbanot, and eventually we're going to switch to, in Revi, dealing with the dedication of Aaron and Perek Chet of Vayikra. But here at the very end of the, after discussing those various types of korbanot, again, a toda, nedava, etc., Zot Mishchat Aharon or Mishchat Banav Mishay Hashem. It tells you what you give to the Kohanim, what their prize is, you know, for offering the Korban. And in in Pasuk 37, Zot HaTorah Le'ula Le'mincha Le'chatat L'asham Le'miluim Le'zivach HaShlamim. Many of you might recognize that because that's part of the piyut of the poem that we say in synagogues on the Chagim. The main synagogues say it in the Chagim. They recite that poem before Musaf. And the source is here in the Torah, kind of as a summary. This pasuk coming at the very end of Shlishi is a summary of all the korbanot, of all the prakim, 1-7, that have come up until now, dealing with every type of korban. There are a myriad of korbanot that we offer for various reasons. You have to know those halachot. And now we've completed basically the Shulchan Aruch, as it were, of the korbanot. And now we're going to switch topics to the back, almost historically, what happened with the dedication of the bidding of the Mishkan and Aharon and his sons. Everyone should have a great day, and we should all be zocha, like we say at the end of the Seder, we should be zocha, and we say in the piyut, to be able to bring all these korbanot latid lavo when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, b'mheira v'yamenu, and we're all let out of quarantine. Everyone have a great day.